Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Aaron Tippin reminds us why we are going to make the great day. With or without crisis after crisis after crisis.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
At the hands of the Biden administration. Yeah.
They were calling it the COB regime now. The Clinton-Obama-Biden regime.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
The Cobb.
Yeah, I see.
The Cobb regime.
Right.
I like that.
You do.
Quite fitting.
Today's squirrel is UFOs, ladies and gentlemen.
We should have that every day. Today. What's today's squirrel?
Actual testimony in the United States Congress today about the Pentagon releasing long classified photos of UFOs, telling us something we already know, I guess.
Maybe they're not aware they make shows and movies about these things.
It's not exactly news.
Pretty aware of all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you watch all the Ancient Aliens episodes on History Channel. Where should I stop?
It's a squirrel!
I mean,
it's definitely a squirrel. Todd, you see that squirrel run by the control board there at 550K Farm?
Yeah. Oh, a few of them.
Yeah, exactly right. There's the squirrel of the day.
Are they teeing up an alien invasion? Is that what it is?
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Sounds like a new feature. Squirrel of the day. What's her big distraction of the day that has nothing to do with anything, you know?
Here's how it is, you know, a shortage of baby formula. UFOs! Look at the UFOs! Yeah.
Well, now we bought some baby formula overseas that we can import, and they're going to let the restrictions loosen up on that. So now UFOs, because we're running out of stuff.
Joe Biden's in Buffalo today to make sure those people all feel okay.
Here's the identity politics stop of the day.
Oh my gosh!
Here's the deal: if the president of the United States is going to go where there is evil that is displayed, and that's what that was.
Yep.
And this
the devil
kid is sick. Yeah. Then consistently do it. Don't do it just when it plays to your political base, you know.
Do it for the optic. It's like, oh, I just had the eye care optic.
Honestly, he'd be in Chicago every weekend.
I don't care. It'd be a lot better use of his time. I mean,
cared about killings, he needs to spend far more time in Chicago. Heck, the White House should be in Chicago.
Bingo. Well, I mean, Baltimore.
My point is, he'd be a lot less dangerous doing that, and he could, you know, be a comforter in chief and sniff some people's heads.
Comforter-in-chief.
Yeah. Not helping, though.
Comforter-in-chief.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
You know, how about you go to California every day where 17 people a day are dying from the fentanyl coming over the border, Joe? Why aren't you there?
Yeah.
17 a day on average in California now.
Be the comforter-in-chief.
Yeah.
I have a much happier topic today. I want to know if you're in the field or in the shop, because today is the day we're going to select the next stop on the Pucklich, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, What's on Your Farm Ranch Stop. Okay?
Todd and I want to go, by the way.
Want to circle a place on the calendar that we're going to go.
We're
going to
help you navigate. We don't want you in Kansas looking for the farm in North Dakota.
Thank you very much. That'd be good, yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm in Kansas. One of the all-time live moments ever in radio.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
What? Kansas? I thought it was in Nebraska. Wrong interstate. Squirrel! Anyway. It's called Don't Do the Radio Show from the Road is what that's called.
That was classic.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, all you need to do is send us a picture, either of the shop, if you're putzing around with tools waiting to get in the field, or if you're in the field, send us one from the field. Just send us a photo today, and we'll randomly select one of those today. So you can text them in to me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can also send them to our main text line at 701-237-1590. In the shop, in the field, let us know. Either way, we're going to pick a winner today. And by the way, we bring lunch.
I was just going to say, if there's food, we bring food.
It's like a little sandwich place and goodies and dessert tray and all kinds of goodies. We'll feed you. Exactly right.
Well, I was driving home yesterday. Beautiful sight. Great big seating rig going around the outside of the field. He'd made about two laps. It looks like somebody mowing a beautiful green on the golf course. And I was like, yes.
Oh, man.
Finally, we're in the field.
I know. And it's funny. You see a lot of social media of the exact same thing.
Yeah,
you're like, yes,
beautiful.
We're in the field.
Red River Valley, black soil.
It's been
fantastic.
It's been delayed in a lot of places. Others have been waiting for some rain, so it isn't just a dust bowl, whatever it is, in the field or in the shop. Let us know today. Text those photos in, 701-367-2054, and next thing you know, we'll be doing What's on Your Mind from your shop. Right there. Well, come on out. Bring some lunch. The What's on Your Farm, What's on Your Ranch tour from Puckledge Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Folks fighting for your landowner rights right there. What else today? Oh, one other little piece of business I'd like to get on your calendar. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, the Center of the American Experiment. We talk with them often here on the program. As I've mentioned previously, they are expanding into the great state of North Dakota, and they're going to kick off their presence here with a series of events across North Dakota focusing on education. In the east to begin with, two dates, and then to come in June in the west. And these folks have been at this for three decades. One of the most powerful, impactful, effective public policy organizations in the country. They're based in Golden Valley, Minnesota. They have 22 employees doing all kinds of creative solutions that emphasize free enterprise, limited government, personal responsibility, and government accountability. You regularly hear our conversations with John Hinderacher here on the program. This is expanding into North Dakota. And John said, we're excited to expand that footprint, look forward to offering our research, writing, activism to North Dakota citizens and policymakers in the fields of energy, taxes and regulation, education, public safety, and health care. This is going to be great. And the first events that they are doing are titled Education, Not Indoctrination, Critical Race Theory and the Miseducation of America's Youth. Here's the deal. The woke political movement is very hard at work, folks. Very hard at work. They want to turn public schools into ideological battlegrounds. And if you don't think it's here, you got another thing coming. This threatens the quality of our children's education. So these town halls, you're going to learn, number one, how critical race theory and the equity movement advance this leftist anti-American agenda that radically changes how our children learn about their country. And again, this isn't overt neon lights blinking. Here's CRT. Here's CRT. It's couched in equity and all kinds of innocuous terms. But it's here. It is. So Tuesday, this event is going to be in Wahpeton at the Wahpeton Community Center. That's a week from today. Wahpeton Community Center at 11:30 a.m. They do a lunch. Program starts at noon. Like $10 per person covers the lunch, and you get all this great information. Then at Grand Forks, I have some huge issues going on with this in Grand Forks right now. At Bigfoot Barbecue. With a name like Bigfoot Barbecue.
Huh? I was going to say, you got to love that. That's
come
awesome.
That's in the Ramada by Wyndham. And that is 5:30 appetizers. Program starts at 6. That's $5 per person in Grand Forks on Tuesday. So Wahpeton for lunch, Grand Forks for supper on Tuesday the 24th. Wednesday the 25th, West Fargo, 11:30 a.m. lunch program starts at noon at the Rusted Education Recreation Center. And then the Fargo Avalon Event Center, 5:30, appetizers program starts at 6 p.m. If you want more information on all this, go to AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org, okay, for all the details on that. We'll be telling you a little bit more about that as we get closer to it, but I wanted to put that on your radar so you know about it. Today on the show, Michelle Bachmann is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, former congresswoman from Minnesota. Now she is with Regent University, and she is sounding the alarm about something we had listeners call about occasionally over the last week or so related to the WHO, the World Health Organization, and something that would bind the United States of America into a global alliance. So they decide when we lock down.
This ties into the Great Reset, if you've read Glenn Beck's book. It's part of the, World Health Organization, and you've got the World Economic Forum. And, your money and your health, they got, going to take care of it on the global level.
It's one of those things where you hear it and you say, hey, it can't happen in the United States.
Oh.
It can't happen here.
And yet.
It could. And so she has really done a great job sounding the alarm on this. So we'll have her on the program today to talk about that. I think you're going to love our business roundtable today because we're talking about, be ready for it, wait for it, economic challenges that are coming. So we have the A-team in from Mike Bailey, Starian Financial, Onstead Twitchell Law Firm, and High Points Network, just a world-class set of business experts. And they want to help your company plan for the short-term and the long-term in this very volatile economy, very, very, very unusual economy. So what economic challenges are coming, and how do you prepare yourself for that in our business roundtable today? Is that any good or what?
That's the lineup right there.
Great timing for that. And Washburn Superintendent Brad Renas is retiring after, I want to say, 30 years? Is it 40? I can't remember, but it's a long time that he has been superintendent up there. He's in our Energy Matters segment. Of course, Washburn right square in the middle of coal country, and the Lakeland Energy Council has our Energy Matters segment each and every Tuesday on the program. And we'll talk to an educator today. Looking forward to that. Plus, your calls, questions, and comments, as always, on What's on Your Mind. Call us.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads, and flood control projects to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
At about 5 this morning, and you know what I first thought of? What a great night's sleep I had. You ever do that?
Every morning.
Or do you wake up and go, oh, my neck?
I wake up and go, how did my dog manage to push me off of my pillow again and hog up the whole pillow? I need to buy a few more of them, I guess.
The great thing about the body pillow, too, is it creates that true barrier from the tossing and turning spouse that you may or may not have. You know, they hit that bad boy, and that's it. You know what I mean?
I'm like, how you say may or may not to leave the loophole in there so you don't get in trouble when you get home tonight.
Sheets, it's awesome.
MyPillow sheets, one of the reasons you sleep great. MyPillows, another reason. Folks, even, you know, if you're looking for great couch pillows, buy one, get one from the folks at MyPillow. Do you know they have couch pillows now?
Yep.
Travel pillows.
I didn't know that.
Roll and go anywhere pillows, great throw blankets, nothing like a little nap. You know, they got the woven ones, they have the trellis ones, they have basket weave throw blankets, waffle blankets. I'm telling you, chain knit throw blankets. If you've not looked lately, you've not looked, because they add products all the time. And right now, incredible buy one, get one free offers. Towels, too, by the way, and the pillows. Everything I've just mentioned here is buy one, get one. Beach blankets, beach towels, load up for the lake. Children's Bible story pillowcase. That's a great little gift. We got First Communion coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, confirmation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just a wonderful little grandparent gift. MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Reminded me of the story. Speaking of grandparents, what would Kevin do? What would Todd do in this case? I'm at the grocery store and picking up some things, and some of them are like, you know, I don't know, snack type stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the checkout lady says, "Oh, are you buying these for your grandkids?" No, I have no grandkids. Evidently, to her, I look like a grandpa. And I admit, at 58 years of age, you know, some. Hold on.
Yeah.
57,
yeah,
58, I think.
Not unusual.
That is age discrimination.
Yeah, I know, no kidding, right?
Were you triggered?
So she doesn't stop there. She's like, "Oh, do they come over often? Do you take care of them often? Are you, you know.
How dare you?
I bet you're a great grandpa," all this stuff. And
where's
my
walker?
I'm just going along with it. You know, yeah. I'm just.
Oh, they're the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Buy a cane while you were there, too, just to make sure.
Spoil the daylights out of them. Yeah. My family gets a big kick out of the grandpa stories because I get them. It must be the gray hair. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, it's not like I'm super offended or anything. You know, I'm just, you know, the kids.
That's presumptuous, though. I mean.
No, they're for me. Shut up and ring them up.
Right. I mean, Kevin's right. Plenty of people would get triggered, and I wonder if. I mean, I'm trying to be friendly, but I'm sure somewhere in some handbook it says, don't go assuming this stuff. Just, you know, like Kevin said, bring it up. Shut up, bring it up, move them along.
You're never hurt by what you don't say.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go. Exactly.
When I get my hair cut and my teeth cleaned, I don't need chatter. I don't know what it is, but you know, just there to get something done and not trying to be unfriendly. I mean, I don't, you know, because they're not interested. They must say this stuff at beauty school or something, right? When they're teaching how to cut hair,
especially the dentist.
Ask how the kids are.
Yeah.
Unless you can speak in sign language or something, I don't know what you're supposed to do with tools in your mouth.
First photo of the day: spraying in Western Mercer County, got stuck twice yesterday. Says Riley. Thank you, Riley. You're in the drawing for our What's on Your Farm, What's on Your Ranch job. North Dakota's for comprehensive energy solutions and Puckload Chevrolet Trail Boss could be coming your way. There's another cedar. While it's raining, by the way. Got a photo out of the back of the tractor.
Oh, that's a messy day.
Yeah, while the rain is happening. Keep those coming. You can text us at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Texter says, why are there mask up ND messages on the electric signs on the interstate?
Oh, they're...
Didn't we figure out masks don't work?
They're everywhere. And the TV ads are constant.
Wait a minute. Now, we're 2.5 years into the pandemic. Surely there's a study that says COVID-19 threats are reduced with masks, right? There must be some, what is there, half a dozen peer-reviewed studies out there by now, Kev? How many are there?
I'd say there are none.
Zero?
You can find none. Yeah, zero. Although you can find a number of peer-reviewed studies that will show you that, no, they actually really don't do much of anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. Go figure.
Oh, I thought by now. I also remember I wrote a column about this, how much money was spent on, vaccine ends.
Yeah.
And my theory at the time when I wrote that, I forget when that was, look, everybody knows about the vaccine. I think you're getting to the point of no return here, okay?
Oh, and in you're Minnesota, taking, they're running these two different ads constantly. Yeah.
But I was told they were winding down. Yeah. I still see the Vax Up ND with the athletes all over the place.
Yep.
Winding down, they said they're going to be like, what is it, 10 million deaths this fall and winter?
Yeah, there's two of them in Minnesota.
We're going to wind right back up real soon.
One is a gal telling us that it's not too late to change your mind. You can change your mind. People change their mind about anything. You can go ahead and change your mind.
Enough.
I got it.
Enough.
Secondly, I had it. It was really, really bad. I said goodbye to my wife and kids, and I got better. And then I told my doc I wanted to get the vaccine. I didn't want to go through that again. Well, did you think about maybe you compromised your immune system and your antibodies you developed when you went through COVID? That the vaccine might have messed that up a bit?
Early treatment.
Yeah, baby. Worth asking.
Whether you've been vaccinated or not been vaccinated, just remember early treatment. Demand it.
Oh.
Lars! In St. John, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lars.
Happy Sending to Mai.
There you go.
Good morning. I'm a farmer right on the Canadian border, and we do a lot of business up in Kelowna, Manitoba. And our customs is on the U.S. side is closing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They started this for COVID, and now they tell us it's not going to be changing anytime soon. And it's kind of hard for us because we get a lot of parts in Killarney because we got a Case dealer, John Deere dealer, and a New Holland dealer up there. And we would like it back open the way it is. The customs would like it back open the way it is, too. But the boss in Seattle, whoever he is, says no. And I've heard now that even the governor wrote a letter to the CBP, and they told him they won't be changing their schedule anytime soon. It used to be open until 9 o'clock at night, and now they're closing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
So have you heard what reason are they using? What do they say this is needed for?
You can't even talk to anybody to give you a reason. The custom guys themselves, they don't know it. They said, call this place in Seattle. We called there. I've called there. And that guy doesn't return your call. You know, he'll get you a voicemail and you don't return the call. I've talked to Kelly Armstrong's office and Kramer's office. Nobody's given me an answer there yet. I'd like to talk to the congressman myself because there's a lot of farming goes on right on the Canadian border, and that's where our closest dealerships are for a part, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Because if not, I got to drive either to Minot, Bismarck, or someplace because that's the closest dealerships we have, and that's going to take me anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. Where you can, if you break down in the middle of the afternoon, you can run to Killarney, which is 15 minutes away, get your part, and come back.
Well, here's what's quite obvious: the Biden administration could care less about your.
Impact.
Because this has been brought up. It comes up often with Senators Kramer, Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, and what they're reduced to is writing letters, right, and saying, "Hey, change this." And you mentioned the governor. I hadn't heard that he got a response. We'll ask about that, but we'll continue to bring this up with him, Lars.
That's what I was told yesterday, anyway, from a customs guy that the governor had written a letter and got the response back from the
CD. It's not going to change. Interesting. We'll ask him about that soon. Thanks, Lars. Appreciate it. People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt. And great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in 5 decades, Congress is holding a hearing on UFOs today. Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford chairs the House Intel Subcommittee.
The intelligence community must balance addressing known threats to our national security with preventing technical surprise. We must continue to follow the facts where they lead us and ensure that there are no technical surprises. The IC must take it seriously when there are credible observations of phenomena that seem to perform in ways that could pose a threat to safe flight operations, or that could be signs of a foreign adversary's attempt to develop a strategic technological surprise against the United States.
Research into UFOs has ramped up since a report revealed that the Pentagon has a secret research office dedicated to looking into the phenomena. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden currently on their way to Buffalo, New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Don't forget that, 800-506-9028. Buy one, get one specials, a go-go today. Also brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Take control. Take control yourself. In a moment, we're going to talk a little bit about a proposal to outsource control in a pandemic to international bodies. Meanwhile, you, in your own home, in your own business, can take control of this yourself by saying, okay, I'm going to make sure the indoor air quality is as best as it possibly can be. You know, one of the reasons they've had so few cases in airplanes is because airplanes bring in fresh air constantly. Your home can do that. Your business can do that. And H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you all about it. There's attachments that go on to your HVAC at home. Very affordable. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. My dear friend, Michelle Bachmann, who served the good citizens of Minnesota for many years in Congress and now is serving the students of Regent University, joins us to tell us a little bit about how that international control is festering right now with a sinister proposal you need to know about. Michelle, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so great to be back on with my dear friend Scott Hannon. Thank you.
Yes, it is great to hear your voice as well, and you continue to battle in the trenches, and we so appreciate that. What do you want our listeners to know about the sinister plans to cede control in the United States of America related to future pandemics, or even this one for that matter?
Well, this sounds so far out. Normal people would think this can't possibly be true. But the Biden administration sent a series of amendments to the World Health Assembly. What is that? It's the governing body of the World Health Organization, the WHO. And in January, the Biden administration sent amendments to change the rules that all 194 nations that belong to the UN follow. Because there's a healthcare arm of the UN called the WHO. And so the ruling amendments that we're a part of, the Biden administration wants to change. And this is how they want to change it. Before, every nation had their own authority, their own sovereignty over healthcare decisions. Now the Biden administration wants to change that so that true authority and control over healthcare decisions within any nation wouldn't be made by the nation, but instead it would be made by the Director General of the World Health Organization. In other words, the UN would have the power of decision-making over healthcare over us. And this is pretty dramatic. We look at the last 2.5 years of the level of authoritarianism that happened here in the United States where literally we were told we had to stay in our houses for 15 days so we wouldn't overwhelm the healthcare system. And it seemed like that just kind of never ended. Businesses were shut down. People were thrown out of work. We were forced to wear filthy masks on our face for a year and a half if we wanted to go on public transportation or in a public place. It was just this over-the-top level of control that was taken by mayors and governors and our own government through the Centers for Disease Control and through Dr. Fauci. So that level of control and authority, which we all felt was way too much, lockdowns, forced vaccinations, under pain of losing your job, the mask, all of that. Now, that those type of dictates and control over those dictates would be transferred out of America and put into the hands of the Director General of the UN healthcare arm, the World Health Organization. We see how potentially dangerous that could be, because the fellow who is the current director general, he was just re-voted in for another 5 years, has been a mouthpiece for the Communist Chinese Party. He was an apologist for them, and he covered up where the COVID vaccine came from in China. He was downplaying it. He was covering it up. He was telling actual lies. He got in trouble in his own country, in Ethiopia, for covering up their pandemic mess that they had in that country. This is the guy who would have the authority under these Biden amendments to call the shots. And the level of authoritarianism that we all lived under would transfer to an international level. And effectively what these amendments do is create a platform through the UN, the WHO, for global governance. Because what we've seen is you can control an economy through having the power to control healthcare. That's why this is so serious. And Scott, I'm happy to send you, if I haven't already, send you a few articles that your listeners, if you want to post them up on your website, your listeners could read these. They're short articles, but it would explain what I'm talking about by a medical doctor, Dr. Peter Breggin, and a few others. One is the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee who writes about this as well. But also there are links within the document that contains, that can take people to these proposed Biden amendments, and they can see for themselves how the power and authority over decision making is transferred from our own Health and Human Secretary or whoever the president designates in charge of healthcare decisions over to the Director General of the World Health Organization. If that happens, where do we go to appeal?
Yeah, and by
where
the way,
do we go ask for our rights?
I'm looking at one of them. Article 12, Section 2, Line 6, literally in black and white says that 194 nations' healthcare officers are no longer decision makers over healthcare decisions within their nations, and transfers it to the Director General of the UN Healthcare Agency. I mean, it just says this. You don't have to guess what they're up to here.
Well, wasn't the internet born from doctors, actually the medical world, sharing information around the world, and don't they still do that, kind of? I mean, I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, there's other ways to do this.
Instantaneously, yeah. By the way.
Yeah, no kidding. Question for you from one of our listeners here, by the way, Michelle Bachman with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome. You can text us at 701-237-1590 or give us a call, 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, even if the proposed amendments pass, isn't anything the WHO recommends or declares considered, quote, soft law, unquote, therefore not binding the American people despite its normative weight?
Well, that's a great question. The question is enforceability. And I think your best evidence is the fact that it is the United States of America, under the leadership of Joe Biden, that is bringing these amendments to adopt. Therefore, that's a pretty good indication of what the policy of the Biden administration is. Remember, we're the most powerful nation on earth. We are the ones who are the biggest funders of the WHO. So if the Biden administration is bringing an amendment that says we are transferring our sovereignty over decision making to the WHO, I think there's a good guess that we're going to be enforcing the Director General's directives, because that's what it's the political will of the Biden administration. And by example, I would give Just think, look as recently as the last 2.5 years. These mask mandates weren't passed by Congress. The vaccine mandates were never passed by Congress. The lockdowns were never passed by Congress. Even the rent moratorium. Do you remember the Centers for Disease Control issued a recommendation that tenants shouldn't have to pay rent to landlords? That went into effect. I mean, that's an unbelievable, never before seen move in the United States that wasn't a law passed by Congress. That was an edict passed by our authoritarian health regime here in the United States. So if that's what's happened under the Biden leadership, I think there's every reason to believe that there will be enforceability from the Biden administration for these amendments that we are offering, they are offering. And I want your listeners to know this vote will occur next week in Geneva, Switzerland, May 22nd through 28th at the World Health Assembly. That's the governing body of the WHO. So there's 194 member nations. That includes 99.4% of all people who live on the earth. So that's why I say this is a platform they're creating for global governance, because now Tedros, the current director general, would have that level of authority to issue proposals or directives or mandates. And then it's up to the leader in that country if they're going to follow it. But the Biden administration has already put in place their intention that they intend to follow the directives of the director general of the WHO.
Texter says, I see the benefits of these amendments when it comes to a country like China. Currently, we have to rely on China to report outbreaks to the WHO. Newsflash, they don't. They hid COVID till it became a global problem. Under the new amendments, we would no longer have to rely on the trustworthiness of the Chinese Communist Party for reporting outbreaks of infectious disease. You agree with that?
Well, does anybody think that the Chinese Communists are going to do the right thing? Remember, right now, as we're having this conversation, the Communist Chinese Party has locked down Shanghai since April 5th. This is a city of 26 million people. By contrast, New York City has about 19 million people. And under order of the Communist Chinese Party, 26 million people have literally been locked in their homes and apartments since April 5th. That's about 5 or 6 weeks. People have died. People have starved. Many people haven't had any food deliveries or certainly not the health care that they need. It's been an absolute nightmare. People have been forcibly removed from their homes to be put in other places that they don't want to be. That's your Communist Chinese Party. They don't observe the human rights and the laws for their own people. So I think we should disabuse ourselves of the notion that somehow the Chinese Communist Party is going to come clean because the World Health Organization Director General tells them to.
Maybe this is another reason we're having a hearing on UFOs in the United States Congress. Yet another diversion ahead of, baby formula crisis. Hey, look, there's UFOs.
Squirrel!
Did you know there were UFOs?
Yeah.
The World Health Organization and Assembly is meeting May 22nd to the 28th. Whoa, we have UFOs. Anybody know about UFOs? It is unbelievable. More with Michelle Bachmann after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Some folks want to know about our Constitution, and wouldn't the Constitution prevent this? As if the Biden administration follows that, but we'll give Michelle a chance to answer that when we come back. Don't forget our business, Better Business Roundtable is coming up next hour. Business leaders giving you advice about economic challenges that are coming and how to help your company plan for the short term and the long term in this unusual economy. We bring in the A-Team from Ide Bailey, Onstad Twitchell, Starion Financial, and High Points Network to talk about that. Washburn Superintendent Brad Renus, who's retiring, joins us in the Energy Matters segment. Coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For lunch today at PetroServe USA, it's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I buzzed over yesterday to West Main Avenue in West Fargo and had that mac and beef. Oh, boy, is that good.
Now you're rolling.
Exactly. Today, you got your choices of chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich in Valley City, cheese ravioli in Harwood, meatloaf or cheesy taco hot dish, West Main Avenue in West Fargo, beefy noodle at 12th and I-29. NP Avenue has tater tot hot dish today at PetroServe USA. Same with Glendon. And Salisbury Steak in Yulin. How's that for some comfort food, huh? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Number of listeners want to know about how any amendment could possibly supersede the Constitution, Michelle. We have a U.S. Constitution. The Founding Fathers would be spinning in their graves to say, you're going to what? You're going to turn this over to a World Health Assembly? Doesn't the Constitution prevent it even from being done?
Well, of course it does, but because the purpose of the Constitution was to limit government. Article number one limits the United States Congress actions. Article number two limits the actions of the president. Article number three limits the actions of the Supreme Court. But the litany of the last 50 years is Congress, the presidency, and the Supreme Court exceeding the limitations that the Constitution puts on them. So we as American citizens can appeal to the Constitution, but politically, if our leaders don't see themselves as having to come under the restraints of the Constitution, they won't. And all you have to do is look at the last year and a half of Joe Biden. Look at the southern border. He doesn't have authority to open up the border and let millions of people invade our country. He has no authority. He has no authority to invade a private contract between an individual who took out a student loan, and to violate that private contract. I'm a former federal tax litigation attorney. One thing I can tell your audience, you can't even discharge a student loan in bankruptcy. That student loan goes with you to your grave until you pay it off. So he has no authority to do these things. It is clearly unconstitutional, but in my opinion, and it's my opinion only, we're living in a lawless time with people who are completely lawless. And so they're not paying attention to our rights. They're not protecting our rights.
Now, Congress can choose to opt out of that agreement if it's passed, correct? I mean, they would have the power to say, we're not going to comply.
The nation can opt out. The original rules say a nation can opt out if they don't agree with the rules. And the good thing is that remains in the provision, even under the Biden administration. They don't strike that out. But again, that's a false comfort. The Biden administration has indicated, both by behavior in the last 18 months, a pattern of authoritarianism on health care, and also their amendments completely undermine that opt-out provision, because the underlying amendments transfer U.S. sovereignty over health care to international sovereignty over health care through the WHO.
But, for instance, possibly if the Biden administration goes along with this, they don't have the votes in Congress to opt out of it, the worst of this is you have to live with it between now and whenever a Republican control of Congress returns to then opt out, right?
Well, here's the issue. This is not a treaty. So we entered into the international health rules of the World Health Assembly in 2005. So there's a question about what the Congress can do, because it only requires a simple majority vote next week in Geneva, Switzerland, before the World Health Assembly. Then the question is, what are the individual nations going to do? This is not a treaty, so it doesn't have to be ratified, but with a two-thirds vote in the Senate. So that's why it's important that your listeners contact their U.S. senators and contact their member of the House of Representatives and their governor and their state attorney general, because we're all going to be impacted by this, and say, wait a minute, we want to vote. Even if this passes next week, we want you to pull the Biden administration before the United States Congress, and you ask some serious questions of them, and you make demands, because we have 6 months after this vote before this goes into effect. It goes into effect in November. Normally, it's 18 months that you have, but the Biden administration shut the time down to 6 months.
Of course they do.
I think that's by design.
Of course
they because
do.
They know we're going to be taken up with the election. So
Michelle,
they're shortening the time
so
fewer
question.
People can resist.
We only have a minute left.
Yeah. I have a quick question. Though. I'm in Minnesota, as you are. Do you think Amy Klobuchar or Tina Smith are going to give us 10 seconds on that?
Well, that's why you need a majority.
Yeah.
Why you need a majority in come November. You should let me show. Washington, I think.
Yeah.
That's true.
Question from an audience member here. Can the WHO determine what a health crisis is, such as the gun violence in USA Democratic-run city?
Yes, absolutely. The gun crisis, where the director general could say we need to confiscate guns, or climate change. That's their favorite one. Everything is climate change. So they'll say now we can't eat meat anymore, or we can't drive SUVs anymore, or pickup trucks anymore, because that's considered a health crisis.
Yeah.
This is This is what people need to know and understand. Our lives can be impacted by this. Our everyday lives can be impacted. We just lived through it for 2.5 years, for heaven's sake. Don't forget what we've lived through. Just because they lift the mask mandate on airplanes doesn't mean this is over.
Fascinating conversation. We're going to watch this very closely. Thank you for sounding the alarm on it. Thank you for sharing it with our listeners today, Michelle. We appreciate you. Keep fighting.
Will do. Bye-bye.
All right. Take a break. Better Business Roundtable when we come back. Economic challenges coming from the 18th. Don't go away.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.